there is nothing worse than driving with a cop behind you.
Yeah.
Because you do all of that stuff where you're like, you're like, I'm going to drive 25. You're like, nobody drives 25. Yeah. That's insane.
No, you, whenever, when we, because now.
You ever realize how slow 25 is?
It's crazy. It's like, school zone? What am I, fuck, am I going to school here?
Yeah.
Why am I going this
slow?
Do I have to get my degree at this place? Get the fuck out of here. Okay? No, dude.
I look for parking at like 45. I slow down for nothing.
I kick my son out of the car at 30. Yeah, if he's up on it when I'm dropping him off.
Tuck and roll, Bubba's.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Hey, yo, God. This is crazy.
What's up, motherfuckers? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. Coming at you like Cleopatra in your mama's butt cheeks. We're here on a Wednesday. We're live right at 12 noon. It's a new Gas Digital. On time, in your fucking face. There's nothing more fucking rebellious and hardcore and uncensored than being directly on time. And that's what the fans wanted. They wanted it on time.
We almost weren't. I thought I started 11.
I know.
For the last fucking 6 years or whatever.
I know.
It's 12 now.
I know. Well, you told Shannon, you were like, we might be a little late.
And yeah.
Then Shannon,
the trains are fucked up. And she's like, well, what? Unless you're on horseback, you can get here. It's not till 12, you idiot. Then I sat in a Starbucks.
It's good. I love it. You guys are here, man. I'm very excited. Zach D'Amico, international superstar Zach D'Amico, as always with me. Shout out to everyone in the racist live chat. If you're watching live, thank you guys very much for subscribing. If you're watching this on YouTube or iTunes, you should know that we do go live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at noon. All exclusive for subscribers, Gas Digital subscribers. It's ad free. It's uncensored. If you're watching this shit on YouTube, it's the gayest version of this show. That is, like, we're bleeping all shit out, right?
Yeah.
Look, you guys are both fags. We just bleep that.
Thank you.
We bleep that. You don't even know what I called them. Okay?
You're bleeping that on YouTube?
I'm bleeping that on YouTube, doggy.
Why? Are you getting hit for that?
Oh yeah, I'm on my fifth Legion of Skanks channel. Are you kidding me? Literally. But yeah, if you love the show, if you guys want to support the show, not only do you get the live premiere and pre-release and ad-free and uncensored versions of the show, but you get an extra episode every week. The Friday episode is exclusive. It never goes to iTunes or YouTube or anywhere else. It's exclusive for subscribers. Plus, you get an exclusive Legion of Skanks episode every week. The Friday Night Hang is exclusive. There are, I think, 5 or 6 shows now doing exclusive content for the network. So it's a bunch of the name of the game in 2024 is going to be exclusive content. So thank you guys for subscribing. But you can use the promo code RAP at gasdigital.com if you guys haven't already. Shout out to everyone in the racist live chat that's chilling. Let's see. Cole Brown says YouTube is for faggots, baby boy. Hell yeah. Jazzy Jizz says great sweater, Zach. Jazzy Jizz, a new subscriber. That's the first time I'm reading that name. Two incredible guests. You guys know them from Stuff Island. Everyone's very excited to have you gentlemen on the show.
Yeah, faggots.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tommy Pope and Chris O'Connor on the show. Maybe together for the first time on
this
show.
Yes, yeah. We are. Yes, this is a big
fucking deal.
This is a big deal for
this
us.
This is a big bringing.
A meeting of the minds.
This is a meeting.
It's a meeting of the fucking minds. Yeah. People are pumped right now. Everyone in the chat is losing their fucking minds. We're going to have a great show, an incredible show. We have a lot to talk about on today's show, but let's just get your plugs out of the way real quick, boys. Whatever you're plugging, let the fans know, because they're going to support. The Real Ass Podcast fans are the most supportive out of all the fucking fans
they're
on this network, okay?
Yeah.
Patreon.com/Stuff.
Whoa. We don't promote Patreon. A little bit of cashola.
You're going to bleep all the faggots and then bleep our Patreon, too?
The Patreon as well. That's crazy. If you got a little cashola, if you only got money for one, you got to subscribe.
We're bleeping faggots saying Patreon.
No, I'm kidding. Support these guys. Support their Patreon.
Please.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got tons of content on there. We got a lot of cooking stuff. Tommy's master chef.
Sick.
We got
once a week, we drop an episode if you're not familiar with our podcast, and then go on to Patreon and get the second hour and some other free
shit. We got exclusive content on there, too.
That's it. That's the name of the game. We're late to the exclusive content game. For years, we were like, oh, they'll just buy the library and a fucking pre-release. No, you got to give them more. We just realized that just now.
We got to start bleeping all the fags and cunts.
That's charm. It's part of the charm.
I think that's why. That'd be
how great would that be if that was the Lucky Charms? You know, just fag all, and
yeah.
a cunt.
Yeah, little dildos.
A fucking N word.
Just ass plugs.
Yeah,
sparkled.
Look, Tom, you plugging anything besides?
Just I don't know, Tommy J Pope, Twitter, Instagram. I'm not really good at that shit. Just have fun.
Tommy's hilarious. Zach, what you plugging on?
February 10th, Waukesha, Wisconsin. February the 11th. At Lincoln Lodge in Chicago. Come hang out. And guys, did you have some dates you want to plug real quick?
February 3rd, we're in Pottstown, PA at Soul Joel's.
Hell yeah.
And then we're dropping a whole short tour.
Yeah, April, May, June, we're going to be all over the country. So we got a big tour to release. Check out our website, stuffonthempod.com, for those dates.
That's what I should have said.
Yeah.
That was great.
I'm learning. No, I'm watching him. I'm watching Foley. I'm trying to get my pitch popped.
Yeah, Foley's a plugger. Foley can plug.
That guy.
The man can plug.
He's a game show.
He's got 2 years left on this earth, so he's very concise with what
he does.
He's
reaching his final form.
I laugh every time I hear it. The opening is
so
pitch
good.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I have some live dates coming up. This weekend, I will be in Key West, Florida, Comedy Key West, 4 nights, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, which I typically don't do. All the material, I'm very, very excited for you guys to come out and help me build out this new hour. Then February 9th and 10th, Saratoga Springs. February 16th and 17th, Poughkeepsie, New York. Side Splitters, Tampa, February 29th through March 2nd. Then I got Des Moines coming up, East Providence, Rhode Island, Red Bank, New Jersey, which I think Zach will be on the Red Bank, New Jersey show. I need to sell tickets to that one. There's going to be a lot of special guests on the Red Bank, New Jersey show, boys. Soul Joel's, fucking Chickapee Mass, all that's coming up. This is all just up until the spring. Just add a Denver as well. Go to lewisofskanks.com to grab tickets for those shows and more. I will be doing some of my AI material from this past week's Legion of Skanks episode, which is fucking great. It's the best stuff I've ever written. And make sure, you guys check out the other pods, Legion of Skanks and The Regs, both available everywhere you find podcasts.
I forgot this whole day started with that fucking naked Cambodian in a bikini jumping out of a box.
This is what we pay him for. It actually bugs me that Paco has the most fun job here. Paco doesn't do what everyone else does. Like, Shannon has to meet deadlines. She has to fucking kill herself to get here.
What flavor Asian are you?
He's Filipino.
Japanese and Filipino.
I didn't know that. I've been friends with Paco. I call him a friend for 3 years, and I had no idea he was part Japanese.
It's tough to ask.
That's a wild combo, right?
Hawaiian.
They hate each other? Yeah. Oh, it's Hawaii. It happened in Hawaii?
Yeah.
Right.
Wow. So here's what happened.
It's like going to Vegas to bang a black girl.
I come in today, and I walk down the stairs to come to the Gas Digital Studios, and I guess Paco's filming. Is this going to be a part of Gas Games or Gas Journal? What is this, Paco? Your own personal fucking just thing to jerk off to? Okay.
Yeah, that's so you wanted to do this it for is how himself. I, went, that's mine.
This is how I entered the studio, the Gas Digital Studios today.
It's like a lemon.
Hello.
I hated it. I fucking play it one more time, Shannon. That was actually particularly good.
Hello.
I also hit him like a fag.
That's all right.
I limp wrist punched him in the arm.
Hey, Shannon, does that go back any further? Because you can see how that prank almost started.
How did it almost start?
Yes, I do. Hold on. I'm not sure exactly where it starts. Let's see.
This was also a very different prank. But we learned something.
Oh, I see.
Oh, no.
Wait, no. Oh, you were going to light him on fire?
I was going to light the box on fire and see.
That's such a better prank. That's such a better prank.
It went light.
To kill Paco.
Yep. It was such an intrusive thought, and I was sitting there for 20 minutes going, on the last one, just set the box on fire. Yeah. I could have burned down the whole building.
Oh, fuck.
And
me,
I really thought about it.
We still would have started right on time.
I thought it was that funny.
Dude, that's one of the fucking funniest things in the world, if you would have lit Paco on fire. And that's how he died.
Just a G-string left.
Prank within a prank. Oh, shit, dude. Fuck. I don't like being scared.
No.
Dude, I don't like it. It's a very unfamiliar feeling for me.
Fear. Really?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I imagine you're a little scared all the time.
You think so? Do you think that there's all
in the background? I think in the background there's fear. There's existential fear.
Is that what that feeling is?
I think so.
Constant doom. You have tight chest a lot?
I can tell because you punched all limp. That's how I do it. In my dreams, I can never hit someone. It's always...
it's just a fucking off your nightmare. Mouth
face. It truly is a limp dick with the hottest shit.
Yeah. Dude, when you're so mad in a dream and you're like... it's a fucking nightmare.
Dude, what's funny is I've never had that dream, but I remember being a kid when I would get into fights. And just like thinking back now, like I had no idea how to fight at all and how like ineffective it was. And I remember even just thinking, being like, God damn, like actually connecting with someone's kind of difficult.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like really connecting
but
with a good shot.
When it happens, baby.
But when I was a kid, it was a lot of just like fucking like this, like people were throwing and it was never effective. It was a lot of just windmilling and missing.
Yeah.
And I remember just being like, it's fucking pretty tough, and I would always talk tough, but I remember always having this fear in my head being like, dude, I can't fucking hit somebody for the life of me. Swinging in air.
Yeah. Well, if I crack somewhere between your forehead and nipples?
You just close your eyes and fucking windmill as a kid.
Yeah, you figure if you're throwing, they can't hit you.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the invention of the knife for the Latinos. They were like, we'll make this easier for you.
Dude. Yeah. I told the story last night on Skank, so we don't got to go over the whole story again. But I did have a black cab driver pull a knife on me yesterday.
Nice.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
What?
Was
it your fault?
In retrospect, if I would have been stabbed to death, I would have, my soul would be leaving my body, I would have said to myself, you could have avoided this.
Yeah.
That's what I would have said. Now, I wouldn't go, hey, dude, this is all your fault. You fucking got yourself stabbed, you fucking idiot.
Yes, yeah.
I would say to myself, look, you could have made a couple decisions differently here. You could have let a couple things go. I always say this. I'm like the Puerto Rican Larry David. I couldn't let it go, and then I put myself in extreme danger.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was a cab driver, like, cut me off in a really dangerous way, and then I started following him, and I was going to throw a plastic bottle at his window. And then when I got out of the car to throw the plastic bottle, he got out of the car with a knife, and I just retreated like a bitch.
That's how I feel. Like, anytime a chick tells me that they've been arrested before, it's like, I just know that this lady does not shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
It's the only way you could have gotten arrested is if you just talked your way into it.
Well, a chick, because I've been arrested like a dozen times, and they love arresting me specifically.
Yeah,
I don't know. And I've never been dude, I've tried every approach with the cops. I should try a more like direct, like fucking disrespectful approach, because I always try, like, I try to kiss their ass at first, I make a joke, I fucking mention Anthony Cumia, I do every angle you think you can have with a cop. I try to fucking be chummy with them. I tell them that I fucking support the blue. No, you should hear me. They don't fucking care, dude.
No, that's all wrong. What you got to do is act confused and let them talk.
Yeah.
You go, what?
That's it. Do you get out a lot of tickets?
Yeah, every single one.
They feel bad for the autistics.
Yeah, dude. If you just go, wait, what? And you let them talk, and you're like, oh, man.
I feel like for any type of foreign, you can get away with it, too. Any type of Asian, you can say no English.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do that by accident, because they are confused, and they don't know how to talk.
Yeah, I never have cops. They've never once let me off with a warning. I get cops that'll pull me over, and they're like, not only am I going to not let you off with a warning, let me look around your car and see what else we can get you for.
Yeah, well, that's what's going to... If you try to be funny and charming with them, they're going to be like, something's up.
Doggy, I'm trying to connect with you. I'm trying to be your boy. No. What is going on
they
here?
They smell a scam.
They know that I'm up to something.
Yeah, feel like, oh, how you doing? What's going on?
There he is. There he is.
This guy is high and has drugs on him for sure.
I give him my fucking PBA card. That's never worked. I offended a cop one time with a PBA card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That shit didn't work at all. You guys have fucking PBA card energy. And by the way, your reaction to it, they literally just both looked at each other a little bit and they went, no, we're not going to tell them how to really use a PBA card. They're keeping the information from me.
Well, they get upset because they know some fucking chick that you banged gave it to you.
Yeah.
And they earned it.
It's never.
With their own bare hands.
Well.
How did you hand it to him, though?
I handed it to him with my license.
Oh, yeah.
That's a sick
one. And then he handed it directly back to me.
I don't need this.
You don't either.
What are you fucking giving this for?
Yeah.
He squinted his eyes at me like he's mad. I was like, what the fuck?
It's the National Bowling Association. Mr. Gomez, you're not impressing
me. It's that Mitch Hedberg joke with a flyer. It's like, here, you throw this out.
So PBA, I've gotten them. And I in the years as I've gotten older, and I haven't used one since. But one of my buddies in my jiu-jitsu class gave me one. And what you have to do, my understanding is, you have to literally know the person who gave it to you and call drop them. Their name.
Yeah.
You have to be like, yo, fucking this guy, you know, it's like, he just told me if it was ever the ticket, I could just, you know, hand it, whatever, do with that what you want. I think there's a way to fucking, I don't know. The same energy that you know when you go into a pizzeria and you're like, yeah, I'll take a large pie, right? And you go, yeah, and I'll take a Diet Coke. All right, thanks, boss. The way people say boss in a natural way, like in a real, like, that is something so foreign to me. And that energy, the same energy that you call another man boss with, is the same energy that you give somebody a PBA card with and get out of it.
Yeah.
I don't have that. Yeah. I try to call a pizzeria boss. He's like, what does that fucking mean?
Again, I have one of those and I don't even really remember the guy's name who gave it to me. I would just say any hockey player's name and be like, does this work? Like, Kevin Hayes gave me this.
I mean, I guess if the cop at that point, because you're sort of taking a chance if you kind of just confidence your way through it, right? And you, like, just give him any name, right? Your best friend fucking from elementary school. Yeah, Officer Hickey. John Hickey gave me this. Mm-hmm. And what if he starts asking questions, though? It's like, what precinct?
You're like, I don't know. I ran into him in, like, a sandwich shop, and he was a fan, and he gave it to me.
A fan? Well, what do you do? I'm a professional comedian. This way he's dropping a professional comedian. Yeah. Sick, dude.
But you're not trying to be funny?
Yeah.
That's the best. That makes
like, he was like, you could be funny, but you're not trying to. There's nothing shady going on here at all. This is an upstanding citizen.
Yeah, just tell him to throw his high beams on and do like 5 to 10.
Yeah, I start juggling. I'm fucking shucking and jiving. Yeah. You should see me, dude.
Yeah, dude, if you're handing him all of that stuff with an energy that's like, I know this is not going to change how you behave, but I'm just going to give it to you. That's when they feel like they still got power.
He's got cop energy.
I got cop face.
You have a stone face thing where you're like, look. They're going to go, dude, yeah, I would let you off. I want to let you off right now. You want to go? Get out of here. Get out of here, little scamp.
If you act resigned to your fate and give them documents that should get out of you, they're very happy.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Lewis, you show them you want to play, they want you to roll over and show your belly.
They want
belly.
Yeah, they want belly. Okay. Yeah.
You're making all like the George Floyd. You're like, let me get out of the car real quick. It's like, no, stay in there. Show me your hands. I just want to walk around.
I got some cool stuff under my seat.
You want to get my Full Rich wallet?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's going on, officer? Fuck, dude. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank one of our incredible sponsors, which is Waterboy. I love Waterboy. There's nothing worse than feeling terrible and feeling hungover and feeling dehydrated. So if you guys are out there partying, drinking, doing whatever you're doing, Waterboy makes these incredible hydration packets. It's a powder that's scientifically formulated to cut your hangover time in half. They also have specifically formulated powders for post-workout or pre-workout to keep hydrated both before and during and after your workout. Waterboy is truly the absolute best in the business with hydration.
Not only that, Waterboy is gluten-free, caffeine-free, dairy-free, vegan, and made right here in the USA. I actually love it. I keep water right next to the bed, and it's like 3 times the electrolytes of a liquid IV, and it tastes really great. There's multiple flavors. I cannot put it over enough. I use it every day.
Yeah, it really is great, dude. It's sugar-free. If you guys are doing any of these new fasts are getting very, very popular, and you need electrolytes during them. So this is actually good for that as well. I know Harrington just did a fast, and a few other people that I'm friends with are doing fasts right now. Either way, it's the best in the business. So what you got to do right now is go to waterboy.com/RAP, and you're going to save 15% off your order today. Once again, that's waterboy.com/RAP for 15% off. All right, where were we? I've never been let off. You get let off by on a lot of tickets, Tommy?
Only once. I rolled through a stop sign in Philly, but you have to be in like an area where it's just fucking mayhem and they got other things to deal with.
Rolling through a stop sign. I mean,
yeah, I was drunk.
If you stop at a stop sign, that's almost like saying like, what's going on with this guy? He stopped at a stop sign.
Yeah. Yeah.
He actually stopped. Like, what is he? What's
that's
in
a
that
red
car?
Flag right there.
He's got
that's
a fucking weapon in his car.
Yes.
You slow down to, you know, an almost stop and then you fucking
roll.
Right where you roll.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm not going to roll into a car. If there's a car, I'm going to come to a full stop. Duh.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Well, it's also North Philly, so they just saw two white kids in a brand new car, and they were just like, what's this dude up to? They probably thought we were buying drugs or some shit, but meanwhile, we lived there.
Yeah.
There is nothing worse than driving with a cop behind you.
Yeah.
Because you do all of that anxiety stuff where you're like, You're like, I'm going to drive 25. You're like, nobody drives 25. Yeah. That's insane.
No, you whenever when we because now
you realize how slow 25 is.
It's crazy. It's like school zone. What am I? Fuck, am I going to school here?
Yeah.
Why am
no
I going this slow?
Get anywhere,
do I have to get my degree at this place? Get the fuck out of here. Okay, no, dude.
I look for parking at like 45. I slow down for nothing.
I kick my son out of the car at 30 if he's yeah. on it when I'm dropping
Hang
him off.
Duck and roll, Bubba's.
Dougie, I'm telling you right now, if I'm on Waze, now they show you, which should almost be illegal. For remember,
where the cops are?
Yeah, police scanners for that reason used to be illegal, like where they would tell you where cops were going to be, right?
Yeah.
There'd be like a thing that would be, it wasn't even a police scanner. There was a thing that would start beeping.
Do you remember the first scanner would beep and then it had
just
like
radar,
a register.
Radar detector.
Yeah, and just let you know a cop is nearby and you're like, oh, let me fucking be on the straight and narrow.
Yeah.
Waze just gives you a full map of fucking, do you use Waze or you use like Google?
I just use Google Maps. Yeah. I don't have a car.
Doggy, I kind of like Waze. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, because it tells you, yeah.
I wish that they would fucking implement some sort of AI and just make it fucking better. At one point, they should be able to figure out traffic based off of fucking AI, traffic patterns and fucking GPS. Don't tell me you can't figure out traffic, fuckers.
Can I tell you a story about when I beat a cop once?
Please.
Not with my hands, but with my car. So I was coming home from Helium Comedy Club. And it was like maybe 2 a.m. I'm doing key bumps, driving in a brand new Infiniti with my knees going down.
With my knees.
She was being a real fucking crud about it. And, flying, dude. Not realizing my speed. And my exit is coming up at Willow Grove 343 on 476, or the turnpike, rather. And there's a overpass where I guess a car could sit. And as I fly by it, my exit's coming up on the right. You just see his headlights come on. Now I know it's on.
Fuck.
So I'm like, all right, well, I have drugs underneath.
Where's the coke?
The mat. I put underneath the mat.
See, I wouldn't.
In the back seat.
They gotta really get there.
But dude.
I mean, at one point are they going to go, like we're checking this car for drugs now. Like, how fucked up are you?
Well, I feel like
Coke is just going to wake you up. You're good. Are you drunk too?
No. They do the flashlight thing. They see your dilated pupils. Then they know you're on something. So even if you don't smell like the beer you've been drinking, they know you're fucked up.
Really?
So now they're
why they do. I don't know that. See, this is you're telling me some secrets.
Oh,
right now,
that's
dude.
Why they flash it at
you. So that's why I'll do this shit. I won't even look up. Like, what's up, officer?
Well, they'll take it to your face and then they drop it back off
bright.
To see you.
Don't do any of that. Look directly into the light.
And as we turn the corner, it's my next exit, which splits as you go through the easy pass. You can go left or right after the easy pass. I went to the right where my apartment was, and then there's a small median about the width of this table that goes up only about this much. I hop the double lane median, go behind this 7-Eleven that I knew
off.
Of, park behind a dumpster like by these trees, which is not a fucking spot, clearly, shut my lights off, and I just walked around the corner, walked in the 7-Eleven, woke my girlfriend up at the time, and I was like, yo, you got to come pick me up at 7-Eleven.
Whoa.
And then I saw the cop slowly patrolling, going 25 appropriately.
Yeah. It looked like he was in slow motion.
Look how slow this fucking guy's going. Yeah, just looking for a coked out wop.
Oh, what I would have given.
Dude, getting away from that is fucking insane. Yeah. My brother beat a cop in Clifton Heights, and he borrowed my other brother's car. And the cop found him going up to this apartment complex, felt the hood of the car, and then just left a note saying, we know who you are. Call this police station number. You'll get it. They're going to give him a DUI. And my brother's like, I can't call that. So they just tried to.
They can't do that.
They
How are they going to give him a DUI?
I guess because he just ran. They just figured he was hiding from something.
But they can't just assume.
I know.
So wait,
Once you get away.
What happened with your brother? What happened? So
nothing.
What do you do?
No, it's
nothing.
Just all
he
fear
just never
tactics.
Called? He never called?
No, you just go, fuck you. You missed me, you know?
He's missed out.
Sorry, pal. Here's a card. Call somebody who gets the
fuck. He's just got his hand on his
Call
front door.
Call my friend.
He's like, base.
You know who you are.
Made it to base. Yeah.
I beat a cop one time as well. This is when I first started driving back home from Jersey. Had a couple. Not drunk, but I definitely had a couple.
Enough to get in trouble.
Enough that I would have been nervous to get fucking pulled over. Like, you know, it was like a Legion of Skanks night one night, and I didn't Uber in. I was just driving back home, and I probably had a couple, and I didn't wait enough time. But as I'm driving off the exit, I see a cop, and I'm like speeding, but I just kind of came around the corner a little. Like, not, he didn't clock me speeding. He just like... Yeah. Like, that guy's like, he's a little bit...
Came in hot.
And the way it is, when I come off the exit, it's a quick left and then just a fucking right into the driveway. So I fucking make the turn. I see the cop pull out of his spot. I go boom, boom, and I got into the driveway. I was out of my car. And I was like, and I saw him like pump coming up thing, and I was like, there's no way he's coming to my door right now. Fuck that. I'm home. And I just went in, showed off my lights, and I was like, God damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He knocks on the door, just don't, yeah, you don't answer.
What could yeah. they can't be like, oh, we want to fucking come outside. You're driving. I was like, I'm not driving. I don't know what you're talking about.
This cop pulled my brother.
And then you have like license to kind of act drunk. Because like, if you open the door, you could be like
I'm fucking hammered, stupid.
Or you could just be like, I'm so tired.
I'll tell you what not to do to a cop. My brother got pulled over directly in front of my parents' house when he was visiting. And the cop's like, where you live? And he was like, right there. And he's like, you live right here. And he's like, yeah, that's my house. And he's like, what are you, stupid? And my brother's like, I'm smarter than you and your whole fucking family. And then before he could get family out, his forehead was against it. Just pinging off the aluminum. Or whatever they make cars out of. I haven't been in one in a while.
I've never. That was like the. And I honestly, I don't even know if that cop was going to really pull me over. That was my own paranoia. The feeling. Anytime a cop pulls out, if you're driving by, you're like, this is it. They're coming for me.
Yeah.
And even if you're not doing anything legal, like I'm an upstanding citizen now. Typically, I'll have weed in the car. I don't know if I can get in trouble for having an open container of like a jar of weed, right? If I'm not smoking it, right? So that's technically the crime, but I think because it's legal in New York and New Jersey, I don't think I would get in trouble for that. But even being an upstanding citizen, you have this feeling of like, oh my fuck, as soon as you see a cop comes near me, I see a cop, dude. It's just it's just years and years and years of being trained by being a criminal to avoid cops and to avoid getting in trouble. But I see a cop on the ways. You go like, all right, shit, dude. It's 6 miles an hour is the speed limit. So you're like, all right, I got to go exactly 6 miles per hour over the speed limit.
Do you think the next generation, because they don't respect cops, like the younger kids, they don't have that fear anymore because they're just so disrespected online?
Yeah, they watch cops, just people just flipping them off.
They yell in their face. They videotape them. That's got to be fucking hell.
I think that that's not a real thing. I think for the most part, cops will still fuck you up.
Yeah.
I think if you go to fucking Idaho and you're like, yeah, fuck you, cop. Yeah, yeah. A cop's going to fucking punch you in the head and be like, okay.
Give me that.
Yeah, snapper. Like, yeah. Yeah. It's
just into the fucking lake.
Yeah. I honestly, kind of rightfully so, dude. Yeah. You know, I'm just saying, like, I shouldn't commit crimes. What do you want me to say? Like, I know I've been on that end of it so many times and I've been arrested, you know, so many times and... But, like, I would be out of control. Do you know what I would have done if there was no cops?
Oh, yeah.
If it was lawlessness?
No.
The fuck out of here, dude. Yeah. It's the life that I live when there's laws.
Knowing that someone in a uniform is going to come beat the shit out of you at some point. I had a buddy in college who would drive around with an unopened bottle of vodka in his car because he thought if he got pulled over drinking and driving... He could throw the keys out of the car, roll the window up, lock the doors, and when the cop came to the window, like unwrap the top of the vodka, open it, and start chugging it. And then if they breathalyzed him, he'd be like, yeah, I was just drinking.
I was drinking in my car.
That would never fucking work.
I don't think you're allowed to drink in your car even if you have the keys
outside?
I don't think you can do that.
What?
Because that's such an obvious loophole. Like, get rid of that key, dude.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I mean, why?
That makes no sense.
It's suspicious behavior, but
they can't prove that you were
drinking before you started chugging the vodka.
Yeah, I guess. I
bet it's considered like public intoxication or something.
It's also open container law, and you can't drink on a public road. That's illegal.
Damn. So many holes in this.
Call your buddy. Tell him he's fucking retarded.
Yeah.
Well, what if you pull into like a 7-Eleven parking lot?
It's the same reason you can't drink in a park.
You can't?
No, you're not supposed to.
What if you put like a paper bag over it?
Yeah.
By the way, that's a real telling thing in my life. I buy such shitty alcohol that they just give me the paper bag without asking, assuming I'm drinking it outside. Yeah, yeah.
Just a free phone cover.
Yeah. And I drink Tall Boys.
Your Boost Mobile?
Yeah, I drink Tall Boys and Natty Ice or like Busch Light.
Yeah, yeah.
Every time they're like, you need a bag to drink this outside. Like, they just assume you will be drinking this in the street.
Your beer needs a parka.
Let's talk about this. This is, so I guess there was a death row inmate who survived execution and now he's going to be the first person they've ever put to death with nitrogen gas.
Yes.
That's got a fucking rule.
The Terminator, they're going to freeze him? Just kick him into pieces? All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's take a quick moment and thank Send It Subs for supporting today's show. Send It Subs makes incredible products and one of our newest sponsors on the network. But I'll tell you right now, what I really want to talk about is their dippable pre-workouts. If you guys are trying to stay energized at the gym or just in your life in general, it's a great way to energize. It's a dip. Instead of having a drink, which is going to give you jitters and it's going to make you have to piss all day, it's just a dip. You pop it in your mouth, and it is just a great way to energize yourself.
Founded from a fire base in Syria, Send It contains 8 pouches per tin, patriotically packed with 300 milligrams of caffeine per pouch, and the best part, no water, no bathroom runs. These supplements are made right here in the good old US of A, using only the finest all-American ingredients. That means you can trust what you're putting in your body.
Right now, just go to senditsupps.com, S-E-N-D-I-T-S-U-P-P-S.com. And when you check out, use the promo code REAL to let them know that we sent you, and you're also going to get a special discount. Once again, senditsupps.com, promo code REAL, R-E-A-L, for a special discount. All right, let's get back into it.
Wait, so they tried to kill him, and it didn't take?
Yeah, so it was a lethal injection, and they said that they couldn't find the vein. They spent 4 hours trying to get it into his arm, and then they just gave up.
He should just get free after that. If they can't kill you, the first time.
That story, the five Chinese brothers. You guys ever?
No, what's the five Chinese brothers?
I bet we're about to.
This is like a children's story that we read that I guess got like pulled out of all the schools, but like the story is, there was five Chinese brothers, and they all had like a special talent.
Uh-huh. One went re all the way home.
And like, there's one guy, one of them could swallow like the whole ocean. So these little kids were like, "Can you swallow the ocean so we can go like pick up all these fish?" And he was like, "Yeah, I'll do that, but like I can only hold it for so long. So when I wave you back in, you got to come back." So he swallows the ocean. And the kids are picking up all the fish, and then he's waving them in, and they won't come back. And eventually, he has to spit it up and kills the kids. So the community is like, "You're going to be executed for that." And he's like, "All right, well, what's going to happen?" They're like, "We're going to cut your head off." And he's like, "Okay, well, at least let me say goodbye to my family first." And his family visits him, and he switches places with his brother, whose like neck is made of iron. And they try to cut his head off, and they're like, "Fuck!" And they can't. So they're like, "All right, well, we're going to burn you alive." And he's like, "All right, well, at least let me say goodbye to my family."
And then the Iron Neck brother switches places
with a guy who can stand any temperature.
Fireproof.
If this isn't proof that all Asians look alike.
That's the whole story.
And our magic.
Yeah. And then eventually they give up trying to kill him, and they're like, "I guess you're innocent."
Shannon, is there like a cartoon version of this somewhere? I bet you there is.
Oh, definitely,
dude, they had to make this into
a
movie,
book.
Dude.
Yeah,
there's probably fucking rules, dude. Well, my sister's texting me right now.
The cover is them all just like, the cover is insane.
What is the story called?
The Five Chinese Brothers.
I found a cartoon.
Oh, there it is.
Run it.
Chinese Brothers. Here is a Chinese folktale which tells you how five Chinese brothers.
Oh, wait, this isn't even the story. This is just another bitch saying it less interesting than Chris just told us.
Do you want to keep going?
Go to the end of it. I want to see how it ends.
This feels like they don't have special.
This is it?
They have powers, dude.
The fourth Chinese brother said to the judge,
"Your Honor, will you allow me to go and bid my mother?"
Oh, Your Honor.
"It is only fair,"
said the judge. So, the fourth Chinese brother went home, and the fifth Chinese brother came back in his place.
How are none of them smoking on an egg crate?
A large big oven had been built on the village square. It looked like a huge beehive, and it had been all filled with whipped cream.
Ooh, Zach's like, "Don't threaten me with a good time."
Into the oven, right in the middle of the whipped cream.
Why is there whipped cream in there?
What's that about? The door was shut tight, and everybody sat around and waited for him to smother.
It's an Indian girl.
They were not going to be tricked again. So they stayed there all
night. Okay, I'm over it. It's fine.
This is a different
story. Does he live?
Yeah, they all live. He
survives the whipped cream.
They're pardoned.
I don't know. I never saw this whipped cream bullshit. In the book, they burn him alive.
Yeah, that sounds like
way
worse.
But he survives. Yeah. They throw him in the ocean.
In this one, they just,
I don't know. They seem like they.
I like that story. Sounds good.
It's a great story.
Dude, I love a story. Stories used to just be morbid and fucked up.
Yeah.
It was like, and then like, we pussified everything. We really pussified things way before they said we did. You know,
100%.
Yeah. If you listen to any of those, I don't know, but like Cinderella, like
all the Hans Christian Andersen stuff is extremely violent in the original tape.
Yeah,
yeah, dude.
Even like Looney Tunes or like Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry.
I tried to show my niece Tom and Jerry, and she was like, "What the fuck is happening?" I was like, it's funny because he's trying to kill him.
Did you see Bin Laden had a ton of Tom and Jerry on his computer?
Did he?
The government declassified what was on Bin Laden's computer.
Yeah.
Tim Dillon's old producer posted like a thread of it, but you can go on a website that the government has, and it's the full listing of everything on Bin Laden's computer, and it's a lot of Tom and Jerry. There was also, it's not necessarily his, because other people there, and I think there might have been kids around.
Yeah.
The Larry the Cable Guy movie, Delta Farce.
Nice.
And my favorite, the Opie and Anthony, The Day Patrice Died.
No.
Really?
Was on Bin Laden's computer.
That's sick.
Tons of beheadings, tons of terrorist training videos. Apparently, guy liked a good cartoon and kicked back some O&A.
I don't know.
And I got to tell you, really humanized the
That's literally everything on my computer right now.
Yeah. Also kind of makes sense.
Yeah, maybe he was watching it to get like fired up for terrorism. You know
Which
what I mean?
Is just so funny. Yeah,
like, it was like a pump-up video.
Because I think about Louis embarrassing, like making fun of Bob Kelly that whole time. And I was going to be like, Bobby, you know Bin Laden like
Watch
sat
this.
In his room one day. It was like, oh, Bob Kelly, minute fat.
That's fucking sick. Because you think of people in that part of the world as like, you would assume they don't even like entertainment. They're just like covered in fucking shit and flies are buzzing around their head.
Boy, you have to hide it with porn. Otherwise it'll spread.
But yeah, they probably just like, you know.
Yeah, like Pixar movies.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Bin Laden had downtime.
Yeah. There are also video games. It says Half-Life, Super Mario Brothers, Yoshi's Island DS, Final Fantasy VII, Dragon Ball Z, and Counter-Strike.
Dude, Bin Laden ruled.
Bin Laden.
Oh, and he loved cats with lightsabers. There's tons of memes of cats with lightsabers.
This is like when you find out that...
That was like his background on his PSP.
When you find out that Hitler was an artist. There's layers to this guy.
Yeah. He also painted.
Yeah. So this guy's getting nitrogen gas. What does that mean, Shannon? It's the first time they've ever done that? I thought they've had the gas chamber now.
No, so this is... They're just going to put like a thingy over his face, like hold it over his face, and then it says... It takes a few seconds, you become unconscious, and then in a few minutes, you die. And they have to keep it over your face for 5 minutes after you've flatlined. But it's supposed to just like slowly, you're breathing in less and less oxygen until you just pass out and die.
That's nice.
Just putting a bag
Doesn't it sound nice?
Why not just...
Death?
Can't we just behead him?
Why can't we just shoot these fucking guys?
Yeah, if you make him unconscious, why can't you just shoot him in the head?
It's so cheap.
Also That's not fun. Torture, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, by the way, it's also the all these things are expensive, right? Isn't it really expensive to kill somebody on death row?
Yeah.
Like keeping them alive.
Because also the appeals process is so fucking long.
Yeah, if you got sentenced to death today, it still takes like 20, 30 years. Yeah.
20 years?
Takes yeah, you could every appeal I think is like 6 to 8 years if I'm
Oh, I would fucking be
or maybe four.
Yeah, guys sit on death row for a long time.
Just kill me. I'm not dealing with this shit, dude.
That's what there was one guy who like I think like a couple days before he was about to get executed, he got like exonerated with DNA evidence.
Yeah.
And the government was still just like, we spent too much money on this. We're going to fucking kill him.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
If I didn't have it's like Comedy Central giving a second season to a shitty show.
There was that Ron White joke about how if you got death and three or more people witnessed you do the crime, you got like jumped ahead of the line to get killed. And he's like, other states trying to outlaw execution. Texas putting in an express lane.
Yeah, dude, I'm just saying, like, if I didn't have a kid, I mean, the appeal of suicide is, like, right there.
Yeah.
It just, I don't get it. How does society move on?
What do you mean?
I don't understand how, none of you have kids, right?
Yeah,
I don't understand how any of you haven't killed yourself yet, is what I'm saying.
Every day
if I were you guys, I would kill myself, is what I'm saying.
Every day he walks in the apartment, I'm like, There he is. I didn't think he was going to come.
Well, are you religious? Do you believe in God?
No.
Do you believe in life after death?
No. It's just I think there's like a there's a comfort in knowing that you can kill yourself.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So that's what keeps me going. Yeah. Is that it's just like if it gets worse, I'll just fucking kill myself.
That's an interesting way.
Yeah.
You're right.
You're right there.
Yeah, dude. It's like how I felt like Rogan should have been when he got the $1 billion or whatever it was for the Spotify deal.
Yeah.
I was like, who cares if you said the N-word, Rogan? You can fucking buy an island. You're going to apologize.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
You're in control. Life can only get so bad. You can just cut it off.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the cop in, I think it was the sheriff of Passaic County, blew his brains out in a restaurant yesterday?
No. Is it on video?
Oh, that's right.
I was sitting with Scott. He got a text. No, I guess he was sitting in a restaurant, just went to the bathroom and blew his brains out. That seems like he got a bad text.
Yeah.
Like, unless the restaurant had emotional value to it, like it was his ex-wife's restaurant.
I was going to say, otherwise do that outside.
It seems like he got bad news real quick.
Well, he's also
a cop, so he's probably stupid. Maybe he tried to answer his gun. Blew his brains out.
Taking a shit.
Yeah. He's playing fucking Wordle.
Drinking on the job. That sucks.
It was in a restaurant, right?
Wow.
Yeah, Turkish restaurant. 3:30 in the afternoon.
That's how bad Turkish food is.
He's got them Rodney Dangerfield eyes. Put two in between.
Damn, that's...
He
that
was
sucks.
Survived by his wife and four adults. That's the thing, man. Having a fucking kid, dude.
Yeah, they were all adults, huh?
Having a fucking kid, you can't kill yourself anymore.
No. No, now then you're locked in.
I know, it's terrible. I mean, like, and then I'm like, or maybe when he's like in college, I could. Like once I like push him out of that. That's what my mom did. Honestly, my mom was a heroin addict fucking and you know, fucked up. My mom was really fucked up, abused when she was a kid, right?
Yeah.
And she was like taking care of her brothers when she was like 11. She had like four brothers and she was being sexually abused and physically abused. And my mom was really fucked up to us, but obviously not as fucked up as her parents were to her.
Right.
But my mom got cancer. And I think what happened with my mom is when me and my sister hit the age of like 13, 15, she was like, they're adults.
Yeah.
They can handle life now.
Yeah.
And she just gave up completely. And that was that. So for me, that's like 21 for my son. So once he gets to be like 21, I'm going to have his first beer with him. I'm going to clink it with him. Then I'm going to fucking.
You think so?
Just fucking get over this life.
I kill myself because my son was a pussy who waited till he was 21 to have his first beer.
No, I'm going to have my first beer with him when he's 18. I already told him we're going to, because we do a father-son trip every year.
Yeah.
That we're going to go somewhere we could have he could have a beer, Europe or whatever.
He's going to be drinking in the woods.
No, dude. My 14. Son's a good, first of all, he's a good boy.
He's a sweet
kid. See, that's what I think is going to keep you around because you want to see what he gets up to.
Yeah.
Right?
No, I think he's a good kid. I don't think he's going to get up to anything.
That's right.
Maybe that's it. Here's what's going to keep me going, right? But the time I'm ready to kill myself, 21, 22 years old, when he's that age, he's experiencing the world, I think that I'm setting him up to be very, very successful in life. And then I'm going, well, now I'm like fucking like 6-7 years away from him being able to take care of me. And you forget about that. I'm going like, why am I worried about fucking anything? It's like, I could just fucking spend all of his inheritance and savings now and just set him up to be fucking way more well off than I have ever been.
Yeah.
Why am I struggling?
It's also, this is the best part of you. Like, you need to have a kid to protect you when you're old.
Yeah.
That's the danger of not having kids.
I totally disagree with this.
Dude, you're going to be geezed up and everyone's going to take advantage of you.
You'd be selfish. You go to an island. You find some slam pig to take care of you. Brush your hair. You know,
you give her
some money.
Yeah, but what happens if somebody tries to fight you, dude? Your girl can't protect you.
You need a
younger, stronger man.
No one's going to fight a 70-year-old man.
Yeah, I'm going to get into most of my fights.
Well, there you go. Don't kill yourself. You have a lot of fucking
my
teeth.
My twilight years, dude, are going to be fucking... Sometimes you see...
Proving your manhood?
Yeah. Let them know I still got it. Still got it, baby boy.
Dude, my parents are getting up there, and already it's like... It's as far as like people calling them to scam them out of shit. It's fucking Vietnam. It's Hamburger Hill. Yeah. It's like it's every day someone is calling them trying to trick them.
Yeah.
Every store they go into, someone's trying to trick them.
Yeah.
Like it's nonstop scams.
Aspersion caster in the race live chat says Lewis has to stay alive to meet his grandchild James adopts with his husband. You motherfucker. Calling my baby boy gay. Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank YoDelta.com for supporting today's show. We love YoDelta. If you guys are trying to get super duper high, and I know you are, if you listen to this show, you're a fucking pothead. Let's get real. You got to get your Delta 8 from YoDelta.com. They have legal vapes, and gummies shipped right to your door for a fraction of the price of regular weed.
And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp that can be legally shipped to various states, and it gets you really high. Yo Delta has a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. But hey, friends, let me tell you from personal experience, this Delta 8 works, and these products need to be taken responsibly.
Go to YoDelta.com right now. Use the promo code GAS when you check out, and you're going to save 25% off your order today. Once again, that is YoDelta.com. The promo code is GAS for 25% off. All right, where were we? So apparently there was an entertainer at a child's birthday party in Russia who was doing some sort of tricks with liquid nitrogen. And he put it on the kid's arm, and it burnt her arm. Which, so you can't do that. We were, you
can't, we looked it up. Can't
yeah,
do
you
it.
Can't throw liquid nitrogen at a child. My girlfriend got mad at me. Not mad at me, but she got very nervous. We go to a bar, and they make all of these fancy drinks with liquid nitrogen. And apparently, if you accidentally ingest like liquid nitrogen, it'll fuck you up.
Yeah.
Like, it'll I don't know. What do you mean? You know, yeah.
Yeah, no, it'll
know.
Burn you severely.
Well, it almost killed the T-1000. It's got to be
no,
bad.
It did kill him, didn't it?
I don't know.
It ended with him lowering all the way in and then fucking...
Oh, that was
Terminator. That was fire.
What? That was the Terminator.
Oh, that was lava.
Oh, you're right. Well, that was the fire? But no, that was the liquid nitrogen. No.
It froze him and they broke him and he shattered, but then he like melted back together.
What melted? Wasn't it hot liquid nitrogen that the Terminator lowered himself into at the end?
I think it was just like a smelt.
Dude, that was me at 11 trying to hold back my tears. The Terminator lowers himself. Dude, that got me, dude. Terminator 2?
Please forgive me. Isn't liquid nitrogen dry ice?
Yeah. It can be, right?
I think that's like something else. Dry ice, I think, is something else.
It's liquid nitrogen.
It's like just a different form of
something
it.
Like that.
I think it can be...
How long can we do this?
I associate it with cold.
Well, I literally always look... By the way, this is just my stupid brain. I assume that liquid nitrogen is the stuff that the T-1000 is made of. I assumed it was metallic liquid that moves.
Let's establish, around the table, none of us are scientists.
No. That's the worst part about podcasting, because we're just like guessing. Somebody's going to look it up real quick and then comment like, you fucking morons, the difference between liquid nitrogen.
They are different. It says that liquid nitrogen is much colder than dry ice.
Can we see liquid nitrogen? I want to see what it looks like.
It's clear.
Yeah,
it smokes.
Oh, it's like water. Give me
it's
that.
Like a smoky soup. Yeah.
That's it right there.
And then I have
negative 346.
I have the video.
I think that magician and whatever prison's trying to execute that guy should team up.
Yes, that's great.
And just do magic
people.
Until yeah,
Shannon,
magically kill him.
Yeah, like guys that work like dominoes video. Coming up with a new sandwich.
Yeah. I have the video.
Just almost kill him a bunch of times. Yeah.
Yeah, murders artisans. Where they just come up with different ways to kill prisoners.
Yeah,
what a fucking great job.
Yeah, and make it magic and fun.
This is the children's party where they pour the nitrogen on the kid.
Oh, you have the video of the children's party.
Oh! Why is she doing it? Does she not know what's in it?
What, are they fucking retarded?
Dude, you can't touch...
Oh, it's burning her. Oh! Was she taking her socks
Maybe
off?
She just thought it was like smoky water. Yeah. And had no idea what the fuck was in it.
Is this the after?
So she did. She knew what it was. It says that there is technically what should happen if you pour liquid nitrogen on the skin is as long as your temperature is your skin is the right temperature, it like doesn't actually come into contact with the skin. But that didn't happen.
Yeah, what
here.
They did at this restaurant, they took the liquid nitrogen in the glass, they put it in the glass, they make the glass like ice cold, then they throw it at the wall, and there's a big smoke puff. Everyone's like, "Oh, this is fucking great." But apparently if they leave a little bit of the liquid nitrogen in the glass, which I've described since as a little metal bead. I imagine a little bead rolling around the glass
like
that
mercury.
You swallow like a pill. Yes, dude.
None
of that was true. Just if some of the liquid is left in the glass.
But worst case scenario, you burp smoke.
So what happens if you drink liquid nitrogen, Shannon?
Oh, so I found a cartoon that explains it.
Please, let's see.
It's a five Chinese breath.
<It's a> five Chinese.
We got to see.
Had him drink liquid nitrogen.
Liquid nitrogen. Is it dangerous?
Pause it. So check this out. In certain states, in certain places, it's illegal to make. It's controversial. It's illegal to make drinks with liquid nitrogen to use it in a food setting. I believe.
Yeah.
Too many fucking morons
Who's
working.
Who's doing this?
I made this up. Yeah. I don't know that it's illegal.
Yeah.
I know that it's controversial, and then I took it a step further, and I said it's illegal.
This whole 45 minutes has been made up.
Let me tell you something. If I had a guess, it's illegal to use liquid. Shannon, look it up. Is it illegal to use liquid nitrogen to prepare drinks? I bet you it's going to come up in Albuquerque, New Mexico, or some other fucking shit hole. You can't do it.
Yeah, I don't know. It feels like, is it illegal to...
Okay, never mind.
Can you drink pee? Pee, is that legal?
I think so.
What?
Is it legal, though? People do it, but is it legal?
Yeah, is it legal to drink your own pee? I think so.
Or is it... Who said your own?
What?
Or you didn't pee. Say your own.
Ooh, somebody else's pee.
Yeah, just any pee.
I bet
pee.
You that's illegal in certain places because you're like fucking spreading...
You can't serve it. But can you drink it?
You bring a bottle of your own piss in there and throw this against the wall.
No, that's a dirty German shot is half Jaeger, half pee.
Dirty German.
It seems like it
warms up the nitrogen glass.
It does say that it can be dangerous, but I don't see that it's illegal anywhere.
All right, what happens with liquid nitrogen? Show me.
Okay.
On a bear.
First, what is liquid nitrogen? As the name implies, it's the liquid form of nitrogen gas, a colorless, odorless gas that makes up about 78% of our atmosphere. Nitrogen turns into a liquid at negative 320 degrees Fahrenheit, much, much colder than the 32 degrees Fahrenheit of your glass of ice water. Being so cold, there's lots of interesting things you can do with liquid nitrogen, like
this
add
fucking
fun,
big old dumb bear
drinks or flash freezing foods. But while this stuff may look fun, liquid nitrogen is extremely dangerous if not handled correctly, especially if it's ingested. First, what happens is that the majority of liquid nitrogen evaporates in your throat and turns
That's
into
not
gas.
That bad.
There's
All right.
a tiny flap in your esophagus called the epiglottis that is there to stop gas from escaping out of your stomach.
Oh no! You start filling up with liquid nitrogen.
Causing it to expand, which can
The squirrel's laughing at
it. The squirrel loves this.
Things only get worse as the liquid nitrogen travels down into the stomach.
Oh,
as
no.
happened to a young woman in the United Kingdom. The extreme cold of the liquid nitrogen can burn holes in your stomach and destroy the
stomach. Oh, me tum-tum. Me tum-tum has holes in it.
That her entire stomach needed to be removed. If not treated immediately, this damage to the stomach and esophagus could even lead to death.
Whoa.
So while liquid nitrogen may be useful for cooking and fun
Dude,
for party
chick
tricks.
Is right. She won't take drinks made with it. She's like,
yeah, of course.
She, then she'll order the fucking $40 fucking drink and she's like, I don't want all the magic. I was like, why are we here?
Yeah.
Why are we, if you don't have all the fun and the magic, then we can just go to a regular bar and get an $8 drink.
Serve it to me in a bowl.
What do you need? Fucking
with a spoon.
Fucking I gotta have a little I like a little bit of danger in my fucking
I can't believe they made a video that long about it. So why not just say don't drink liquid don't nitrogen? Drink Someone was like, yeah, but retarded. Why?
I liked the cartoon. Yeah. It was fun. It was a dumb bear.
We watched it.
It was nice.
It was pretty good. It was bad. You learned a little something, right?
Yes.
I guess they could have just said, don't do this.
It's super cold. It's going to burn you on the inside. Yeah. It's like, all right.
I finally want to kill myself.
That's it. That's the moment?
Yeah.
But not like that.
No.
That would be a fun
We've
way to go.
Talked about it.
That would be a horrible way to go.
Yeah.
You explode from the inside.
Yeah, but I get to fucking be like, yeah, we talked about this on the podcast. This is fucking crazy. You gotta remove yourself. What do you happens if you don't have a stomach? You just fucking eat and it just shits right out. What happens?
What do you mean?
They said they had to remove her stomach.
Oh, I think your like intestines do some good work.
You can live without a stomach? No,
I think so.
Get out of town.
Yeah, I bet you can.
Some fucking you, dude. Chris says everything with such confidence. Yeah. Believe it. I'm like you can, dude. You can
no, you got to be able to.
There's no way, dude. A stomach is such an important part of the body.
I don't think it's just. I think it's just one phase of the system. You probably have to take some type of like pills to like.
What if the pills just fucking go right in, out your asshole? There's no stomach.
No, but you got your intestines.
Shannon, can you live without a stomach?
It's like not having a gallbladder or something. It's like it's a problem.
No. Liz, I want to know if you live without a stomach.
Yes. So it says after surgery, you'll still have a working digestive system, although it will not function as well as it did before. If all or most of the stomach is removed, the gullet will be connected to the small intestine or the remaining section of the stomach. So it goes right to your small intestine.
There you go.
Zach.
Yeah.
This is the answer. Let's remove it altogether. Oh, shit. Let's see. All right. This is kind of an interesting story. Trans man. So this means a woman becoming a man who had a mastectomy discovered to be 5 months pregnant and will make him he'll be the biological mother, but legal father of the child.
So mom and dad.
Mom and dad.
Well, don't they do the pregnancy test before a surgery like that?
I don't know, but that's a shitty feeling.
No, your blood work has to be done. You have to be, again,
you're calling
total
bullshit.
Fucking guesses.
You're calling bullshit.
Yeah, I would
no,
think
dude,
so.
You go under the knife and you get fucking, you have to get put to sleep. They have to make sure you don't, you're not a, you know, you're not
pregnant. I know. Specifically.
It's like when you hold on to something forever and then you finally throw it out. And then a week later.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. No.
Like so, your baby?
As no, I'm reading hits. This. As I'm reading this.
I need that back. Pull it back out of the trash.
I fucking knew it. You called me a pack rat. I needed those tits. I'm not a hoarder.
Yeah. I'm a whore. I had an accidental baby, but I'm not a hoarder.
No, I think that this trans person had already had a mastectomy and now has been discovered to be pregnant. So I don't think that he had a mastectomy while was pregnant.
Okay. Yeah. So he had the mastectomy, which I believe is the boobs, removing the boobs. And then he went back to get his uterus removed. And when he went to get the uterus removed,
like
is when they
fall.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
How did they feel about it? Were they excited?
I mean, at this point, I think we should just get rid of all elective surgery, just in general. Just that'll be the loophole here, right? So, just in general, like Shannon, you got to give your tits back. No more fucking lip injections. No more of this shit that women get. It's just too much. We're playing with fire here, and now we're fucking having this.
Yeah.
Imagine you have a daughter, and your daughter wants to have her tits cut off to become a man. That would fucking. Yeah. That would. It's not. This isn't a hateful thing.
No.
You would just like be like, God, what the fuck happened here?
Yeah.
Where my son, my daughter wants to fucking cut off her tits.
Yeah, it's a lot to deal with.
Yeah, man.
Well, there is an element of social media bleeding into these children's minds before they're, you know, even teenagers.
I know, but I think when you see those pictures of like a double mastectomy on a teenager, it looks like a horror show. It doesn't look like, even as a kid, you would go like, yick. Like, I don't want that. Like, there's no part of that.
Yeah, but you ever look over your shoulder and go. You just think what was there before, you know?
Yeah,
getting a dick cut off, it would all be.
Every mastectomy has looked light years better than like year one of going the other way.
Oh, it's all fucked up.
When trans women are like, look at the tits I grew, and you're like, ah,
yeah.
We need to wait. Look, I'm not even saying like I'm sure in like 20 years, like tranny technology is gonna fucking be sick.
Yeah, like AI, everything's getting better and better.
Yeah, yeah. Like, but right now we are genuinely in the Nokia 2600.
Yeah, we're looking at the Johnny Fives.
Yeah, I mean whatever's going on down there, it's just fucking bad, dude.
That short circuit.
Yeah. I kinda hope they never fully figure out dick technology.
Yeah, we're on dial-up trannies right now.
Like if a woman can get a better dick than you,
you think it's over?
That's bullshit.
No, yeah. Well, a woman still wants a real man in between her legs. That's just the fucking way it works, doggy. I don't care how good that thing is.
I don't know. What if it's literally a just you can't tell the difference?
Can't tell the difference.
Yeah,
she fucking got empathy. She listens, just fucks the shit out of you with a big fucking hammer. She's fucking better with her finances, better with everything. God, you know what? It's a better way.
Yeah, I guess maybe you could swap your own dick out. I don't know if it's that good. If it's just routine surgery.
Yeah, I mean, actually a great point. It's like, at what point has dick surgery gotten so good that I'm just going to go, hey, can I look into this as a dude? can I build my own cock?
Yeah.
I don't like that
at
all.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah, no, it's not a mackerel. I know, it looks like one.
Oh, my God.
Now, what kind of feeling is in that?
That's from the thigh meat, right? They cut out thigh meat to construct the fucking cock.
Yeah, it's a skin graft.
Oh, my God. Yeah, but that's silly.
Oh, and they keep a hole directly down. It goes right to your...
How big the...
Your bladder?
I would use the back of the thigh. Why the front of the thigh? You don't want to be looking at the place where
I bet you there's a reason.
Yeah, there's definitely a reason.
That sucks.
Hamstrings no good?
I don't know, dude.
I don't want to look at where the dick came from.
I just feel like if I wanted to suck a dick, that wouldn't be the dick that I would want to suck.
No, it was like a bowling pin.
That was poetry. That was a poem that I just wrote for today's segment. Thank you, guys.
You got to, like, yeah, are you even doing anything? Can they feel anything, or is it just a sack of meat?
I don't know. I think with the surgeries, the way they work, I don't know with the dick surgery.
Shannon, search history must be fucking.
The other way around is they cut your dick in half and they turn it into your pussy walls.
Yeah, and then your dick nerve endings they keep as your pussy walls.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like, in theory, like, you go like, all right, that kind of makes sense.
Yes.
That'll peel pretty. Dude, if you folded my dick inside out, popped it, literally, put it inside of me, slice it open, wrap it around, and then you start fucking doing this to my dick, dude.
Sounds better.
That's just this in reverse.
Yeah.
It rules.
I don't know, man. That's, your brain's got to be like, what is happening? Yeah. What the hell is happening?
I don't know. It's a lot of guesswork.
It seems like that they are able to connect to where the clitoris was before. So there is some pleasurable sensation.
It connects to the clit. That giant fucking thing connects to the clit.
There is a connection to it.
Get out of town.
Whoa.
And then there's also like multiple ways that they can make it hard. Like there's like a pump thing, and then there's a thing which is...
All right, Shampoo and Sexy Music, please only talk. And then tell me about the multiple ways that you can make it hard. slowly, Shannon.
So there's a pump thing that you can pump it up when you're ready. Or there's like a pipe cleaner thing.
Oh, really? Like a fucking... Take it for my son's school projects?
Like what you make air, like arts and crafts out of?
Well, that's like one of the, where you can just like push it up.
You mean like sticks for like a tent?
No, it's inside it.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, and then you just like...
You use popsicle sticks, right?
Yeah. And then you just like move it up and it stays.
Like a wire hanger?
Yes.
Yeah. Side of a puppet?
Yes.
Around your pelvis.
You could tie it.
It's like that neck and arm thing where you break your arms.
You could tie a string to the ceiling and then tie it to the tip of your dick and then lower yourself slowly. Yeah. Right?
Multicolored balloons.
It's on wire. Like puppet master.
Yeah. Pecker master.
One of the.
I could play an Indian flute to it.
Yeah. One of the guys, my dad works with this rich old guy who owned, I probably shouldn't say it, the ferry system. And he supposedly had a implant in his dick because he had like a super young wife and he was old.
Yeah.
And it had the pump, but the pumps were in his like hips, like here and here. And one would got it up and then the other released. So he basically had two little buttons on his front where you could pump his cock and then unpump.
Oh, nice. I thought it was like if she got on top of him, it would like inflate. You know what I mean?
You know like, those, like a Nike.
Those jackass bags that they land on the other side shoots you off?
Necrophiliacs, I know that there's like a rod that they put in the dead person's dick, if I remember.
How did you know that and I didn't?
Yeah, it's a rod.
For some reason you said necrophiliacs and I was thinking about like the funeral home people.
Yeah, that's what
No, no, I mean like literally actually like
just the people
for the body
there.
Like
but that's
for,
most
like,
of the time
for like an open casket kind of funeral.
Give this guy a hard dick.
Yeah.
The most of the
that would be my request.
Dude, give me a boner?
Yeah.
Yeah, open casket boner?
Most of the time
not all of it though, just the head comes out from under the box.
Or belt tuck from like high school.
Necrophilics, that's the job they get, right? Is they work in funeral homes. You gotta fucking real background check.
Pedophiles work around kids.
Yeah. Sick fucks, dude.
You gravitate towards what you love.
But I did say this recently. I really wouldn't give a shit if somebody fucked my grandma's dead body. Like it would like it means so little to me.
Yeah, I wouldn't be that.
I have a question.
What
if they had sex with your girlfriend's dead body?
Hot. Toy. Pretty toy.
Yeah, I don't know if that would bother me either.
It's just kind of like it's dead.
They're
and once again, we said I'm not religious. I don't believe like it's not like the souls that you know. There's nothing going on. It's over. It's just that was just garbage.
Yeah.
It's a piece of garbage. Sorry, stop humping my garbage. Yeah. What a weirdo I am at that point, right?
What if she was in a coma, brain dead?
No, she's alive. If her heart's beating, she's alive.
Yeah,
I'm fucking I'm pro life, dude. Once a heartbeat's there,
so if you went, if she was full Shivo.
Full Shivo, don't touch her, dude. She's my baby girl.
Yeah, there's something that's almost like less weird about like fucking a body in a freezer than like putting a suit on it and displaying it in front of people.
It actually, from an instinctual standpoint, it actually makes more sense.
Yeah.
I wish you could give me the option. It's like, would you like Aunt Beth fucked?
Yeah.
Or in a box open for everybody to say
prayers. You know, they took everything out of her, put it back in. Not in the right order, and then fixed it with newspaper.
Yeah.
I mean, look, they could.
There's an old New York Times in there.
I almost feel like, you know, whatever. Anyway, well, let me not say what I was going to say. My girlfriend's going to get mad.
Oh, why?
No, never mind.
She listens to
I was going to. She's watching it right now. I guarantee it. She's in the chat. I think that's her chat. Or somebody else being an imposter is me right now. So Wendy's is going to start using AI at drive-thrus. In what capacity? How do they use AI at drive-thrus?
So I have a video from a convention that happened recently. So they're showing
depending
how
on the family that pulls up the chicken sandwiches.
You can share this.
Can I get a baconator with extra pickles, some spicy nuggets, and a strawberry frosty, please? Pretty big order, I know. I'm pretty hungry. Amazing! It worked!
Perfect.
How is this working, like, behind the scenes?
Every single order from our customers.
That's basically it. So they're using AI.
What the fuck are you talking about?
That's not AI, that's voice recognition.
Yeah, it's a self.
That's not AI.
They're calling it AI, that's how it's processing the information.
Well, that's just to get clicks. That's like talking to Siri on your phone. AI?
I can literally go, I can just open a text message and be like, can I get 2 cheeseburgers, some fries, and this?
I mean, I guess from they probably have AI in almost everything now. They're probably implementing artificial intelligence technology to optimize and to make things work. You know what I'm saying? Like I can technically say this fucking network uses AI because we use it to fucking write descriptions for podcasts, for YouTube, or for, you know, editing out clips. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, I think every sort of business, and you're right, they're just using it for clicks. It's something that people want to click on.
I was just expecting like a hot robot at the window.
Yeah.
Really. Yeah. That's the next, just stop paying humans.
Or they're making the burgers.
Yeah. Or like they're learning what I like based off of like patterns of whatever. It's like this guy's coming
just scan
in,
your
his
face.
Body temperature, his face. And it's like, dude, they use AI to know that I want the fucking double baconator and a bowl. Yeah. What? They know exactly what I want.
Yeah, he's been arrested 8 times. He's probably not going to pay for this fucking meal anyway.
Yeah, but
as soon as I'd walk into McDonald's, it would be just immediate 5 Big Macs.
Well, do you think that's where AI will go? Like, where like human choice will be out of it? We're like, no, we know what you want before you want it. Like, we know what you want to watch before you want to
based
watch it. Like, you
come on history?
And you're just literally like just a fucking like in a thing like a like liquid like floating, and they just pump the food into you. They pump the technology into you.
That's gonna be like WALL-E.
What's WALL-E? I never actually saw WALL-E.
WALL-E's great.
Yeah, just a bunch of big fat people. It's people look like me. In like the scooters, and that's all that you know. Everything's like delivered to your home.
Yeah, I mean that's fucking coming, dude. But once they say, "Oh, do you want to implement AI for Uber Eats?" They go, "Do you want to implement AI?" And they're gonna go, "We know what you want more than you want it." And then YouTube goes, "Hey, do you want us to just fucking give you what you want?" It's almost like we're reverting back to a time where we didn't have choices, and they just push it in front of you, right? There's all of these choices on the internet, right?
Yeah.
But now, for some reason, all the same things are getting popular, all the same things are going viral. It's going to go more and more towards that.
Well, that's what's so insane to me about the streaming services is like if you even mention something around your phone, you'll get 10 ads that are like exactly the thing that you're looking for.
Yeah.
But I still have to sit down and spend 45 minutes going through Netflix trying to find something I want to fucking watch.
Zach, why do they keep on advertising the child gap to you? Gap kids?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
It's just all Gap kids and candy stores.
Yeah. That's not really AI. That's fine. I don't really care. That's good.
What else you got? What else you got on the sheet?
Nothing. Maybe we're just gonna fucking talk about this AI thing for a little bit longer. Chris, how about you let me fucking host my show?
I don't know.
We ain't on Stuff Island, doggy. Fucking. I don't need it.
Let's go. That's what we want.
No.
That's also what we want.
Also, rats have probably walked across this. You really think about that.
Why?
Because there's probably rats all in these walls. There's paper on the floor. At night, who knows what
you
happens.
You just picked that up off the floor?
No, Shannon gave it to me. But the printer's on the floor.
I don't think the rat opened the printer.
I don't know, dude. You don't know. You don't know what that rat did. If they could teach turtles karate, they could open a printer.
But rat taught it. Yeah, okay.
Runaway Slav says, can AI make a better episode of The Real Ass Podcast?
Wow.
Damn it.
Is that a zinger?
Now I miss the fucking.
You got tongue, dude.
Now I want the notes.
Open them back up.
No, they're all wet and slimy now.
I'll open them.
Although it's miscolored, discolored.
Why, that quickly?
Discolored.
Oh, your coffee mouth?
Yeah, my coffee mouth.
Jesus Christ.
Miscolored is what my grandma called my first girlfriend.
Okay, what's up with Kanye West's $850,000 dental Mr. makeover? Colored. What is this, Shannon?
So here's one picture of it where you can see them in his mouth right here. And he said he was, I could share a picture of this is just the implant itself. He said he was inspired by Jaws from James Bond. And so there are, in different articles I read, they said different things, whether he had his teeth pulled out or if he just had them filed down and these glued to them. But it's made out of mostly titanium.
I'm assuming he already had the, what do they call them?
Grills?
Crowns?
No.
Veneers.
Yeah.
Most people have veneers that have money. Right? Yeah. Right?
I don't know, dude. It fucks up your whole jaw.
Does it?
Your breath stinks.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you saw off your natural enamel.
This is fucking Tommy fucking trying to justify
dude,
his
no,
shitty teeth.
No, we talked about it on our pod about fucking... You remove the good stuff and then you cap it with a fake tooth, and then food particles and bacteria get in between the two surfaces. It's disgusting.
It's not good.
It's bad breath, baby.
Yeah, I don't.
It's bad breath.
Well, he doesn't have any gaps. He's just got a metal fucking bar on top and bottom.
He's not a fucking dinosaur. He's got to have gaps.
Britney Spears has got to be pissed. He's not in conservatorship.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. How is he? No one, does he not have any family? Is that what it is?
He's just a fucking crazy motherfucker, but he's talented as fuck, dude.
He is, but still.
Britney stopped making bangers. If Britney was out there still crushing bangers, we would go, she's just eccentric, dude.
Right.
The difference between eccentric and crazy is you're doing shit and you're creating shit, dude.
Yeah.
It's like if you're a working crazy person, then fucking more power to you. Once you stop producing, you're just consuming from the world. She's just taking from society at this point.
I don't know. She's got a pretty active Instagram account, doesn't she?
I mean, but it's like sucks.
Putting content out.
Not even jerkable.
Yes.
If this bitch also, if she wanted to break the fucking internet, Britney would do an OnlyFans. Who is in her fucking corner, dude? You fucking dumb bitch. You're giving out free nudes. You idiot. If Britney Spears did an OnlyFans, it would be the biggest OnlyFans maybe of all time. It would be bonkers, but she's got to do crazy shit.
Yeah,
she's got to like shove dildos into her asshole. She's got to like fucking have people spit in her mouth. Like really wild shit, dude.
Yeah, AI.
Imagine she became
AI
a funky, like straight up hardcore porn with Britney Spears on her OnlyFans.
She's got a sex change and just beat off.
Yeah, dude.
Just beat that fucking weird hoagie.
Yeah.
That'd be dude. Big. She's out there fucking posting nudes like a loon. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Would you ever get metal teeth like that?
I wish I could just get rid of my teeth in general. I hate having teeth.
Really? What just would you want? Just nothing there? Just gums?
Mashed potatoes, all liquid all the time, dude. Can't wait.
I'd rather have dentures than veneers. Just fake teeth. You know, the whole set in and out.
Do you have any teeth problems?
No.
Yeah, dude, I got to go to the dentist today, dude. I hate it. I got to get deep cleanings multiple times per year.
Deep cleanings?
Yeah.
It's from what? The weed?
What's the difference between a regular cleaning and a
Because I didn't take care of my fuck. I didn't like floss when I was younger. I didn't start flossing until I was older, dude. So I have like fucking issues.
How many root canals do you have?
I just had two. And I had one before. Three root canals.
Three, yeah. That's all right. That's not that bad.
I don't know. I think I'm harder on myself than like, because my teeth look pretty good.
Yeah, they are.
They're good.
But they're not fucking, it doesn't like, they never feel great. I never feel like, do you guys walk around, your mouth always feels good and healthy and perfect? There's no pain anywhere?
No pain. Yeah.
Oh, do you have pain in your mouth, Zach? Because I have pain all the time.
Yeah, because I need to get my other wisdom tooth out.
Yeah.
You still got a wisdom tooth?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got one in the back that's got a cusp.
What if you become stupid as soon as they pull it out?
Wait, they didn't take him out at the same time?
No, I got one done and they didn't do the other one. I cracked them both. I cracked one and they took it, and I should have just got both done at the same time.
You got four.
I know the bottom one. Do you have them on the bottom?
Yeah.
Those don't bother me. The top ones have
always. Oh, so they grew out and they didn't bother. They didn't fuck up your teeth? Usually they come out and the front looks like an old cemetery.
No, they were fine. Yeah, and then I cracked the one on the left side. The right one's fucked up now. I got to get it. But it was such a bitch. Yeah. It was like 3 days and I really hated life. And I had a fucking Russian bitch. She had literally no, I could have done what she did. She put a fucking pliers in my mouth.
Yeah.
And then in my ear went, this will hurt a lot.
What?
Because this will hurt a lot.
You're supposed to like get him.
Well, no, I got two shots in the roof of my mouth, and then a third one that really hurt.
They didn't put you out?
No.
I got three shots. That's extra money, which I asked to be put out at the dentist. I'll ask to be put out for a checkup. I'm like, just put me out. I hate the way it feels.
Dude, the lady was so mean to me. She walked in. She goes, "Well, I cannot put you under because you obviously have sleep apnea."
Oh my god!
So I
just assumed you cunt.
And then she put one foot up on the chair, put pliers in my mouth, and twisted it out of my head.
And you can feel it crack like out of your jaw.
I went, "Are you gonna like give me like any like painkillers?" And she goes, "No, take ibuprofen."
Yeah. That's what happened to me.
It hurt like a motherfucker.
Yeah. It sucks.
Yeah. No, I hate the fucking dentist.
Well, that wasn't the dentist. That was because I went to the dentist. That was a oral surgery.
When you go and get gold teeth, what is, like, it's different, right? So certain people, when they get gold teeth, they're getting like gold veneers, actually, right?
Yeah.
That's what it, like, rappers and shit, they're getting. Yeah.
It's permanent.
You get all these ground down into little nubs.
And then you have a piece of gold that are fucking drilled into your mouth.
I think they glue it on. It's like an epoxy resin. Yeah,
that's
thing.
True.
And then, but you could eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it feels, but you're saying it gets all encrusted with nasty shit.
Well, if it breaks off, what I'm saying is like if you're, there's probably a level that's of quality that these millionaires can afford, but like a regular person that gets a veneer that's like a different fuck, it got a poopy tooth.
Yeah.
When it turns a different color and they got to get it sawed down, they put a veneer cap on it. That guy 90% of the time is bad breath.
Yeah, yeah. I would like to get with fresh teeth. Experience. I would like to get all veneers, and I'd like them to be like self cleaning.
Yeah, but then
shit.
You get that guy that looks like he's like game show host. You know, they always fuck it up. You go way too white. You go way too big. You got horse teeth.
The certain people are like fucking. You always see it.
Joe Boy's mouth.
Steve-O.
Oh yeah.
Rich Voss.
Yeah.
There's so many.
Jay Muse from Jay and Silent Bob in the new movie. I couldn't stop looking at how different his face was. Because he got big fucking veneers.
Yeah, because for some reason in the 90s and 80s in Hollywood, they didn't give a shit if you had shit teeth.
No.
You'd have just fucking all jagged ass teeth. You ever sit, just watch, I'm watching a movie sometime, you're like, you're a fucking movie
star.
Dude,
it's charming. Yes. You can't have everything aligned perfectly. It just draws your attention. You got to get a little fucking
For Cape Fear, De Niro got his teeth ground down.
Really?
He went because he wanted his face to look like more gaunt.
Yeah.
So he went to a dentist, and I think he spent $20,000 having his teeth shaved down, and then he got veneers after the movie was done.
That's fucking crazy.
Even a crown, they talk you out of going too bright. they could take a test. I got a crown on the back, and they look at all your other teeth, and there's just a color wheel, and they find the shade of brown.
Yeah.
And it's perfect for you. And they're like, I'd actually think about going a little lower unless you
wet your
teeth.
Like, you're like, that's fucking, it looks like Yoo-Hoo. Yeah. Please, that's what my teeth look like? I fucking, no. I wish, dude. I hate the fucking, I hate going to the dentist. I hate the feeling. I hate needles in my mouth. Ugh.
I don't mind it. I actually want them to have like a mirror above it so I can see what's going on.
See what's happening.
Yeah. I hate when someone's digging around in my mouth and I can't see it.
It's so like the feeling of it too. Like when you're getting like worked on, like once everything's numb, like this is the thing that like you could feel how it's a part of your skull.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, once you're all numb and they're like out there, like doing a root canal and they're like grinding at your tooth and they're really just kind of going, they're not using like a soft touch or anything. They're just fucking digging into your fucking head.
Yeah.
And you're feeling it in a way you're like, oh, this is like my skull. Like, this is like you're actually just cracking out my fucking skull and changing it. It's wild.
And you can feel them like slip a little bit sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is campy.
Yeah, human error all the time. Yeah, and they're women. They have no fine motor skills. You ever try to play a video game with a chick?
No.
My fucking dentist is a woman. This bitch, I swear to God, dude, every time I go to the dentist, I come out with something else wrong. Every fucking time.
No, it's
like,
a whole racket.
It's like what they do to women with their cars at the fucking body shop. This is what my dentist does to me. Because I don't know what the fuck's going on in there. I'm like, all right, I guess you're right. I guess I need another $5,000 worth of dental work.
My father never went. He's like, if you don't crack your tooth, the bacteria can't get in. If you go to a dentist, they'll say you have... Get a second opinion. Like some dentist, my sister-in-law, I think, or somebody I know had a horror story saying like, you have 13 cavities. And she's like, what? And she goes to another dentist. The guy's like, you have one cavity.
Yeah.
And then she went to a third just because like the difference is wild. She was like, the one person was like, yeah, you don't really have a cavity yet that you have to work on. But there is this one tooth that she identified. But the first one.
Then she came to my house. I was like, she's got three cavities, if you know what I mean.
Hey,
oh, sit down, Ms. Pope. I got something for you.
But once they break the exterior, bacteria gets in, then you have to get it eventually.
Yeah, dude, I think I'm being fucking scammed by
my
dentist.
You're definitely, of course.
This, it's the amount of work that I have to, it's just nonstop. I keep on, like, hey, we'll see you next. It's nuts, dude. And then I went over my dental insurance, the amount of money that I could spend.
Yeah.
So I had to start coming out of pocket. And then these motherfuckers, they could have had me wait a month. It was in December I got a bunch of work done, and then I was like, wait a minute, if I would have waited till January, would have this counted toward next year? They're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't even believe we still have to brush and floss. Oh. It should just be, like, Listerine should be like a liquid plumber kind of thing.
Yeah.
Where it just breaks everything down.
That's what I do with Coca-Cola, dude. Like, Drano, I just swirl it around, spit it out, dude. It's my dentist. She's scamming me. I'm telling you. All right, look, we got to wrap. I got to go home. This has been fun. You guys are the shit. Thank you guys very much. Make sure you guys support Chris and Tommy and all that they do. And go watch Stuff Island, support their Patreon, do all that shit. Shout out to everyone in the Racist Live Chat. You guys are the fucking best. If you guys are in the Key West area, come out this weekend. It's going to be a goddamn blast. You guys are the shit. And we will check you on Friday. Friday. Good night. Peace. That's all, folks.